Ray Standard speaking. I'm at the office of the Defensor Chieftain in Socorro, New Mexico. I have just talked to a gentleman here who was on the site Saturday morning, some hours after the occurrence, while the imprints were still very clear. And I want to ask him some questions. I wonder if he could tell us his name first.
Lewis Riddell. I'm publisher of the L. Defensor Chieftain.
Regarding what was seen by you at the site, did you see the indentations or tracks while they were still very fresh?
Yeah, on the very early the next morning, and that was Saturday morning, and before hundreds of people had gotten a chance to obliterate all the tracks.
What was your impression of these tracks? Do you think they were made by a heavy object or by a light object or by digging out or what?
I would say a heavy object coming down very slowly and made a 4 or 5 inch depression in comparatively hard sand there in the draw.
And these were longer than they were wide?
About 12, I would guess, about 12 inches long. And 3 or 4 inches wide.
And equally deep, perhaps, running to the center in a wedge. Was that the description that was accurate on this that I've heard?
Well, probably a little deeper on the south side. I mean, the north side of the way it landed. From his description, the front of the plane, or the object, I'll put it that way, was facing south, and the way it landed on uneven ground, there seems to be a heavy indentions on the south side, which indicates that more of the weight was there.
Yes, this would be logical to me because, as I recall from being there this morning, the south side is downhill. I mean, it kind of slants upward to the north, so there might actually be more weight on the south side if it were an object balancing sitting on these legs. Was this your observation, too?
Yes.
Now, I hear there were two little indentations off to one side, to the west side, sort of parallel with the with one of the lines made by two of the four legs. Did you see these two indentations yourself?
Yes, I did. Someone in the crowd, well, it was only four of us, one of them made a remark that it possibly footprints, or if you want to describe it, more of a hoof print, but that wasn't the impression that I had of the thing, and we decided in our story, in our newspaper, that we wouldn't go into that too deeply. It sounded a little preposterous.
I see. How close were these to the line formed by the two nearest footprints, we'll call them, left by the object, leg prints? How close were they to the line made by the two nearest footprints?
Well, they were in practically in the center between the two indentions made by the legs on the west side.
Yes.
And they probably 36 inches, about a yard.
Uh-huh. Were they in parallel with that line made by the two legs?
No, they were, yes, they were parallel, I'm sorry.
Yes. We won't speculate as to what these were. I was wondering, it was on the same side that Zamora told me that he had seen some figures from a distance in white coveralls. Did he tell you about these figures?
Yes. Yes, they were on the same side, those indentions in the ground, the round hole indentions, rather.
In talking to Dr. Heine, he implied that Zamora had told him nothing specific at all about seeing any men, implied he hadn't even mentioned any men. He later seemed to come down and say that he mentioned coveralls after very pointed questioning by one of the persons who was present. But did, in this talk with Zamora, soon after the sighting, since you were one of the first to be there, did he mention to you that he actually saw men or just coveralls?
He very definitely did. He said there were two there. Now, he didn't say anything about them being men, but like to think so, because he said that he, when he was still in the car, that one of them, both men or objects, had their back to him, and one of them turned around and looked him squarely in the face. That was his exact words. And he very definitely said that he saw two men there at the object. And he said that immediately they disappeared and apparently got in the plane from the side, from the west side, and the plane lifted up and started off.
That's an interesting thing. I just noticed from the west side. This is pretty speculative, but if they got in on the west side, wasn't it? Were you saw these two circular indentations at the west side?
Yes, that's right. And
would you say these were at a position where, with speculation, we might think it could have been some stairs that had been folded down that had touched down there? Did this look like it could have been this to you?
Yeah, it's possible. I thought that later when I got to thinking about it. You don't ordinarily think of men with hoofs or anything like that, so I presume that. But the remarkable part of it is that there was no other tracks there.
Yes, as I could think that if the men were small and childlike, as one report said, did he tell you that they were childlike?
Yeah, well, that was his description telling us that they were small. That's the way he was.
I would think if they were that small, maybe overnight their footprints might have been destroyed by a little breeze or something.
Well, they could have.
The heavier ones would have remained a little more. So, it's only speculation, but maybe these things were associated with a ladder of some sort. At least this might give us a reason why they were on the west side of the object, since we know that, according to the Morris report, this is where the men disappeared into the object. It was on the west side. Now, would you say that Zamora was still rather excited Saturday morning when you were there?
No, he didn't know that part of it.
Zamora impressed me as a very calm and level-headed sort of fellow, not subject to imaginative spells or hallucination. Would this be your impression of him, and from the people's knowledge of him here in town, would you say this seems to be a general impression?
Very definitely.
Good. Well, I think that this will help me out in getting the details of this case on record, since I may not have time to talk to all of these things with Mr. Zamora, who's been bothered a lot by everyone questioning him and calling him on the telephone, and I certainly need your help.